Welcome to the Love, Sex and Freedom podcast. This is where you're going to discover how to bring awakening into the body and into everyday life through powerful tantric teachings. Get ready to release, open and step into your true power. Face forward again. Your mind's eye to the embodied warrior who says yes to what is in alignment and no to what is not. And her first source of knowing what that is her womb space. And breathing into her womb space and actually checking out what the most powerful form that embodies mystical cosmic creation is your womb. Feel the power of your womb. You have a right to say no to what doesn't feel good here. You have a right. You can check in with your birthing portal. You can check in with this energy of feminine wisdom, creativity, and power. You get to say no, and you get to say yes. Even when it makes no sense to your mind and you tune into your womb and your womb says yes. And you trust that and you can trust that. I give you permission to trust that. And your warrior, she will do the inner work to be able to be so embodied that she can access that. That she has a cultivated enough masculine that can hold a silent space for all the thoughts and the ego that might interfere with that. She knows that she can discern the truth of her body from her conditioning. Your alignment starts in your womb. And your warrior will take you into the womb, into the depths of your true power, your truest power. That warrior who will always do what she needs to do to stay committed and devoted and hold an allegiance to truth, to the truth in beingness, to the truth that is found when we're courageous enough and disciplined enough and committed enough to the practice that when the mind is taking us somewhere, not just when we're in pain, anytime that it stops us from enjoying the moment, from being here, or from enjoying the moment of just being with our pain, actually, and reparenting ourselves, holding that little girl instead of abandoning her, really being there for the joy and the pain. And what are the new beliefs? I've got this. I've got this. I've got this. I'm committed to the relinquishment of an identity that's based on my conditioning. And I am ready to pave the new way. I'm ready to be a way shower of something greater than my conditioning, greater than the women who were before us. And then see a lover who, through that commitment, can actually enjoy life. And all of these archetypes intertwine. That's why they all need to be there every day. The warrior's like, I've got your back. Can do the inner work and not take things personally, speak transparently. Yes, no. This is what I want. This is what's happening, taking action. And then she's like, hey, it's safe for you to be open to follow your heart, because there's an inner union between masculine and feminine whenever that warrior archetype is truly embodied. And of course, inner union work, which we may or may not go into over these 4 days, in depth is as basic as masculine action, joining feminine intuition and feeling, masculine silence, meeting feminine aliveness. When that's there, when the warrior's there, the feminine lover gets to just polarize right into the juiciness of love, of longing, of joy, of playfulness, of orgasmic bliss, of an overflowing cup that is generous and that pours into everyone around her so that she literally lights up every life she touches just through the love that she's embodying. Just taking in life, tasting every bite, exploring every beautiful sight, savoring the bliss of the dance, the cosmic dance, the physical dance, the emotional dance. It's like, I feel like sometimes my warrior is holding this beautiful bird cage where my lover, my butterfly is, that sometimes when I'm in deep inner work or with the kids or having to really be on, I have to kind of have that in my heart. And then when I know I can just fully surrender into the lover, it's like that butterfly comes out of the cage and she comes fully alive in me, and then I can enjoy her in my entirety. And the mothering energy, seeing the mother energy. So, you know, the new beliefs of the lover is, I am not going to be 5% alive, 10% alive, 20% alive, even 90% alive. I'm going to be 100% alive. I'm going to make the absolute most of this day, this moment. I am going to create for myself a life that I fully want to receive. There's nothing I don't want to receive in this life that I'm creating for myself. And I love myself so deeply that I'm not turning away from any emotions or other people's emotions. The healthy lover who isn't attuning to her partner all the time. Ever really, unless he's calling for it. She's attuning to herself in terms of her worth, I'm talking about. Her worth is not sourced from her partner. Her joy is not sourced from her partner. It's a beautiful bonus that the lover is receiving even when he's not there. Otherwise, she wouldn't even be able to sustain receiving when he is there. The shadow warrior will get in the way. And that's another story. So for now, just feel these beliefs of the lover. My self-worth is sourced from within me. I don't need validation or approval or anything from a man to fully surrender and receive the bliss of presence, of beauty, of love, of this world. And the new beliefs of the mother. Just see that mothering energy holding your little girl and feel that holding in your body. And I want you to hear the words of the healthy mother as yours to your little girl. It's safe to feel good, darling. Feel good. It's beautiful to see. Never have to suppress your laughter, your sexual pleasure, your joy, your expression, your feelings. It's safe to feel really, really good and just in your naturalness, in your transparency, expressing as you go, saying the truth, following your heart, playing with the animals, playing in nature, drawing. Imagine a mother who encouraged your creativity, who encouraged your feeling body, who encouraged you to feel safe, to feel good, who, when you were upset, just held you and said, yeah, that must be really difficult, and didn't need you to be anywhere else so that she felt better. and try to fix you, just held you and said, yeah, I understand. It's safe to feel your tears. It's safe to feel whatever you're feeling right now. And she wouldn't even need to say that because you already know it's safe because she's holding you in it. So feel that mothering energy and just check in for a moment with your little girl. Hey, how are you doing in there? Is there anything you need? Is there anything you want? How are you doing in there? Part of becoming whole and sovereign, fully aligned with the life that's yours and not the life that is your ancestors, is reparenting, remothering. I've had a big journey with this. And if you're tuning in now and it seems like there's so much there, my little girl, she never even used to talk to me and my life was completely not aligned. Now when I tune in with her, she's like, I'm so happy. I love my teeth. I love work. I love Tara. I love Matilda. I love everyone. And that is what I want you to feel right now as a possibility that's beginning, that your little girl is going to feel so safe, so happy because you're looking after her. You're saying no on her behalf and yes on her behalf. You're taking her to places she wants to go. You're holding her, maybe even snuggling up with a teddy when you're sad. So these new beliefs coming from the mother, it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling and it's safe to feel good. And whatever you want to do, let's do that. What are the fun things you want to do? This mother isn't too busy for you. Too busy in her mind, too busy with activities, too busy in relationship drama, too busy in addiction. She's not too busy. She wants to make all your dreams come true. All your dreams come true. Just feel that possibility seeding in your womb. And feel your priestess and the new beliefs here that I'm sure are far away from the beliefs of your ancestors, at least most of them, personal and collective. You get to let go of the identity. Trust in a higher power. You are a vessel, a channel. See your priestess, hear my words. The emptier you are, the more purified you are, the more committed you are to this purification process of releasing all the past trauma, collective and personal, from your life and doing this work that you're doing now. Well done. It's a process, and the more you continue that process, the emptier you become so that you can be a channel for love, for God, for spirit. And to me, that's the whole point. This is the whole point of the inner work. It may not be the whole point for you. That's this immense capacity we have as humans to channel something through, to keep humanity evolving. Like, look at all the ways humanity has evolved, and some of it's fucking treacherous and some of it is unfucking believable. The wonders that we can experience and the means through which we experience them, and the intelligence of humans that has woven with a cosmic intelligence. But the priestess, you get to choose what that intelligence is. It doesn't have to be mixed up with the stuff that isn't aligned with you. It doesn't mean that when you're in this priestess energy, there's no self. It just means sometimes there's not, because there's something more important, which is the legacy that your Dharma has to leave here for humanity, which is the imprints you're giving to your children and to the people around you. So feeling these new beliefs of a really beautiful thing to recognize that there is always something greater than you. I don't know if you've ever been taught that, but most of us haven't. That actually the joy that's available when you are committed to channel forth love, God, spirit, for the sake of humanity, wow, and that you can do it, that anyone can do it, that your voice matters, that whatever your purification process is, your unique purification and healing process, whatever that is unique to you, the way that it weaves with divine intelligence is completely different. Completely different. And you matter, and your voice matters. So taking in a deep breath, right up to your crown, and imagining this queen's crown on top of your head, and feeling all of these archetypal energies priestess. He knows she does not know, so she surrenders to a greater force that she allows to move through her. In this domain, there can be no failure, because it's not even you doing it. It's just coming through you and delivering through your unique soul and life, your unique story. See the warrior, where the new belief is, it is okay to say no to what does not feel good for you in your womb space, in your body, in your heart. And it is okay to say yes to what does. You don't have to be ashamed of that or guilted for that. And you have the power to self-source the truth and your self-worth through inner union, through commitment to the practice, through transparency, through saying what it is that you really think and feel as the moment is there. The stuff that's going to please people, the stuff that's not going to please people. I don't know if you've ever been taught that. So there you go. There's some new beliefs that you deserve to have, because you matter and because your strength and power is connected to your emotional mastery, not to the guarded protectedness that we've learned. We're going to do an unguarding of that tomorrow. But for now, just feeling this warrior, and she's not the fearless warrior. She's fucking scared shitless sometimes, but she enters the battlefield against the anti-life anyway. And it's okay. It's okay to act even when you're afraid. It's okay. And your lover, I don't know if she's ever been told this, but hear my words and feel them. It is safe for you to love, to open your heart, to give your everything, It is more than safe. It's the best feeling in the world. And yes, you may get hurt. And who cares? Better to live and enjoy than suffer, to avoid suffering. The open broken heart is beautiful. It's beautiful. And all the betrayals, all the disappointments that I've experienced in my life, and there's been a lot, it's all been worth it. And it's all brought me to where I am. And as the lover who is living life fully and receiving it, she's meeting her beloved with a willingness to learn how to love better all the time and receive love more fully, enjoy life more fully. And sometimes that means ending, sometimes that means jumping right in. And it's okay to feel your longing for the most amazing man in the world, dream it. Have the highest standards in terms of how you feel when you are with them. Forget your fucking list. Be the lover. Feel. How do you want to feel when you're with this man? How do you want to feel with the man of your dreams? Let yourself feel that. Let yourself dream. Let yourself sing. Let yourself dance. Let yourself, when you step on the earth, actually feel the earth being breathed up your body. Let yourself feel 100% alive and vibrant, experiencing everything so that every day feels like the best day ever, even on the worst days. The next country you visit or place you go to or meal you have is the best ever, because actually it feels like it is, because you're just receiving it so fully and you're loving it and you're in that moment. Unless it's really bad, of course. So feeling these new beliefs, it's safe to feel good, it's safe to long for an amazing man, dream big, feel what you want to feel like. Who is that man that's for you when you're feeling like that? And then I want you to spread your arms out in front of you, like this, but wider. I just want you to see my hands. And I want you to imagine that you're getting really intimate with these archetypes through your body, and just start playing. Just feel them all around you, these beautiful faces of the feminine, the warrior, the lover, the priestess, the mother. And just keep bringing them closer, breathing them into your body, feeling the wholeness that their unity brings. And feel this queen who is the way shower that has all of these parts. Feel that queen's crown as you're breathing all of them in. Feel the queen who has all of the parts, and just your lineage and everything behind you. See it just dissolving. See it disappearing. Maybe they're all walking up to a mountain peak behind the mountain. And just trust your imagination. Letting go of all the beliefs that don't serve you. More might come. Feeling the beliefs that do. And just keep moving the body. Feeling these different archetypal energies. And feel this space opening in your body as you're vibrating with these archetypes, as you're vibrating with this queen, this way shower who is transparent, who can say yes, who can say no, who can have lots of fun, who's committed to something that is both her and beyond her, that is loving that little girl inside, and that is dancing in the quantum field. So let's visit that quantum field again. As you're moving, breathing, feeling all of these archetypes, start to see a vision of what your feminine wants, all of these different aspects of your feminine. Dream a big dream. If you were worthy of anything, if you knew that you were fundamentally worthy of anything, what is this life? We're going to keep doing this. Every time, you'll just be a little bit more embodied. The vision will be clearer. What is your work in the world when you're in this state of wholeness that's not sourcing validation or worthiness outside of yourself? When you're fundamentally worthy and you've got nothing to prove, what's most natural? What brings you the most joy? What sparks the fire in your heart? And what home are you in? Just start seeing. Doesn't have to be concrete. Just see what you can see. How do you feel in your relationship? What's happening sexually? And start moving the body again. I want you to start feeling this relationship that's somewhere in a dream that you get to dream. This expression of your Dharma, somewhere in a dream that you get to dream. Your purpose, your service. How do you feel when you're expressing that way? What were you born to do? Maybe it's not expressing outwardly, just feeling that in the body, feeling the home, see the home and feel that in your body and imagine being there. And see if you can commit to yourself right now that every day after we all part ways, that you're going to have some time for yourselves, maybe several times a day, to feel, to tune in, to ask your womb, consult with your womb about decisions, to feel what there is to feel good, to feel the difficult stuff, and to dream this dream, to have a felt sense of your body, in your body, of what it would feel like to have this life and to start becoming an energetic match for that. Now, as though it's already here, as though your ideal life is already here, as though you're worthy of it now. That's how you become an energetic match for your desires. Becoming that person who's worthy of all of that. And you already are that person who's already worthy of that. You just may not know that. So you breathe into that. You feel what it's like to receive that. And you start to get a sense for it. And you start to take action towards that. And you start to go, fuck, I am worthy of that. Wow. Because something extraordinary happens when you don't settle for anything else. When you imagine that and you feel that and you dream that, and it may not look exactly like it, but that's the feeling that you want. That's the feeling you deserve. And then in the meantime, all of that that you're seeing that is in a way external, the internal peace, pleasure, joy that you would have if you had all that is available now, and you need to feel all of that now, or you become dependent on whatever that is. So can you feel all of that now as you dream that dream? And can you feel it now with your life as it is? And not to the same extent, probably, otherwise you wouldn't be dreaming of more. And I just want to say it's okay to want more. It's okay to have high, really high standards for yourself. Sometimes our standards are really low because of what we've had in the past and all the ways that people have and situations have impacted our self-worth. This way to heal from all of that trauma that has berated your sense of self-worth is through showing you now that you are worthy by dropping in, by giving yourself the attention you deserve, by dreaming that dream and having a felt sense of it in your body, starting to expand into that, and by breaking free from the chains of unworthiness that you have changed yourself with without choice, really, because of imprints and conditioning. And now it's time to take those chains off. So bringing your hands in front of you, imagining that there's chains. We're going to just do one more final breaking of the ties that bind us to old ways of guarding, of becoming subservient. We're going to have a time for questions shortly. I can see a few hands up. Feeling those ties that bind you, and just really feeling into the real motherfucker beliefs that you got that really stop you from feeling worthy of all the joy in the world, that really stop you from being able to relax and receive life and love, that stop you from being in service. Just the real thick ones. And you're going to slowly, as you feel them, imagine that you're breaking free from those ties that bind you. Like, really feel the binding in your wrists as they're tied together. Free yourself.
Thanks for listening to the Love, Sex and Freedom podcast. For more great free resources, in-person and online workshops and our retreats, find us on Instagram and Facebook at Embodied Awakening Academy, or visit embodiedawakeningacademy.com.